This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. With the chants of hundreds of teachers ringing in their ears, Kentucky lawmakers voted to override the Republican governor's veto of a two-year state budget that increases public education spending with the help of a more than $480 million tax increase. The votes came as thousands of teachers rallied at the Capitol, forcing more than 30 school districts to close as the state continued the chorus of teacher protests across the country. Brazil's Attorney General charged Congressman Jair Bolsonaro, a far-right presidential candidate who's been running in second place in the polls, with inciting hatred and discrimination against blacks, indigenous communities, women, and gays. The case injected a new jolt of drama into Brazil's presidential election, which will be held in October. Trouble may be brewing at the Federal Reserve as they propose two changes to its rules for the amount of capital banks need to hold. Big banks will have more freedom to distribute capital to their shareholders than they have had since rigorous capital requirements were imposed in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. The eight largest U.S. banks will be able to reduce their capital buffers by a total of $121 billion, the Fed estimates. The Trump administration is deploying civil rights laws and new ways to defend health industry workers who object to medical procedures on religious grounds. HHS has proposed rules that would expand the division's enforcement ability and require many health organizations to inform workers about their federal protections regarding their personal faith or convictions. The environmental group, Natural Resources Defense Council, released a report that found lead levels in Flint, Michigan, well below the federal action level of 15 parts per billion in a sample of 92 homes. A researcher at Michigan State University found a lead level of 4 parts per billion at the homes tested. An antipathy to social movements is central to the American self-help industry. Since the 17th century, self-improvement schemes have reliably been rooted in the belief that weak individual will, not social malaise or structural inequality, is at the heart of all problems, from poverty to extra pounds to sickness to sexual assault. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.